A well-regarded regulation and reporting service believes EPA's new MSGP could be in effect as early as February. And the Senate has removed a mandate from the Energy Independence and Security Act that would have targeted utilities. Today is December 14, 2007. The EPA administrator is away in China, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA is calling for comments for the initial screening of pesticide chemicals under the agency's new endocrine disruptor screening program. The comments should focus on the specific policies and related procedures that EPA will follow to impose data requirements, minimize duplicate testing, promote equitable cost sharing, and protect confidential business information. The program was established in response to the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which requires EPA to develop a screening program to identify pesticide chemicals that may have effects on the endocrine system. EPA will require the use of validated assays to screen pesticides, commercial chemicals, and environmental contaminants in relation to estrogen, androgen, and thyroid hormones. EPA will also be holding a public meeting to discuss the draft policies and procedures this coming Monday, December 17th, at its Crystal City facility in Arlington, Virginia. Get ready to worry about impaired waters and extended comment periods when you apply for coverage under EPA's proposed stormwater general permit. According to business and legal reports, your headache may begin as soon as February. In a recent audio conference hosted by BLR, John McCreary and Libby Ford of Nixon Peabody LLP discussed the new and continuing requirements in the proposed stormwater multi-sector general permit for industrial activities. The existing permit, MSGP 2000, expired on October 29, 2005, and the new permit was proposed on December 1, 2005. Once EPA issues the new MSGP, those currently covered by the permit have to reapply by submitting a notice of intent on a new EPA form or online. For those currently covered by the MSGP 2000, the NOI must be filed within 90 days of new permit taking effect. For those not currently covered by the MSGP, the proposed permit will take effect 30 days after EPA posts the NOI on the Internet. Coming up, Administrator Johnson speaks with the Chinese government officials on sulfur dioxide control, and Democrats in the U.S. Senate have backed down on an amendment that would have required power utilities to use renewable energy. After word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The U.S. and China were meeting again this week, this time to discuss SO2. EPA Administrator Stephen L. Johnson and other Bush administration cabinet officials met with senior Chinese officials in Beijing at the third U.S.-China Strategic Economic Dialogue this week. The two countries are giving particular attention to ways in which the United States can help China manage sulfur dioxide emissions from power plants. Johnson also attended the Second Joint Commission on Environmental Cooperation. The administrator is hoping to advise China on its SO2 management plans. Johnson has expressed in the past that he believes there is potential benefit to U.S. companies if China institutes American-like controls, as the American pollution control industry would be best equipped to provide such services. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported yesterday that a mandate ordering utilities to use more renewable energy sources has been removed from a major energy bill. The Senate reportedly eliminated a provision that would have required power companies to generate 15% of their electricity from renewable sources by 2020. Industry spokesmen told the Journal-Constitution they agreed with senators in the Southeast and parts of the Midwest who noted that solar and wind power was less available in their regions. Last week, the House passed the Energy Independence and Security Act with renewable sources mandate attached, but the White House said President Bush would veto any legislation containing such a provision. According to the article, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat from Nevada, said he made the concession reluctantly and that he believes the mandate would reduce the cost of electricity bills by $18 billion and create new jobs. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, World Leaders in Operational Risk Management Software and Services for Environmental Reporting.